Mr. Chair, thank you very much. And I'm sure a number of people in this room are aware that I'm quite fond of movies. And one of the favorite genre is courtroom dramas. And since we do not have the jury system in India, I watch a lot of American movies. And at least in those movies, the judge at least asks the jury for their conclusion or their assessment before he or she passes a verdict. This is one particular case where it appears as if the verdict has been passed even without having consulted the jury. And therefore, I think we are almost in the appeal stage. And why I say that is because in light of discussions on Section 1 on characterizations, where there was no consensus or common understanding on the fully or partially autonomous weapon systems, we did not make that determination that what's a fully autonomous system or a partially autonomous system. And if that be the case, by corollary, A needs to be deleted, 2A. As to 2B, the distinguished delegate from Israel has already pointed out that a similar language has been used in the previous reports, and particularly para 17H of the report. We can retain that language as it was a consensus language. As to paragraph 2C, as the distinguished delegate from China pointed out, there is no clarity on sufficiently high degree of reliability and predictability. If you recall, Mr. Chair, this was a possible question in the report of the 2019 GG report, and I refer to Annex 3, the question 3, and I read that question. Is there a level of predictability and reliability that would be required or appropriate in the autonomous functions of such a weapon system, considering the weapon's foreseeable tasks and operational environment for its use to be consistent with IHL? How has the level of predictability and reliability been assessed in practice? In any case, Mr. Chair, no commander would ever use a weapon which does not operate with its intended effect or use. We have not even discussed this question and already derived a conclusion in the form of 2C. My delegation does not understand this approach. As to the paragraph 2D, it is rather premature because, as I mentioned, we do not know at this stage what partially autonomous weapon systems are. And this definition or characterization of partially autonomous weapon systems is yet to be agreed upon by this GGE. Secondly, the SHAPO has no connection with the points 1, 2, and 3. And, Mr. Chair, as much as we understand IHL, the aim of an attack in an armed conflict is submission of an enemy. So it is not clear to us how a limit could be fixed on the duration, geographical scope, and scale of use to achieve the same. And therefore, I don't think it is pertinent in this particular case. I know where these points come from. They come from the commentaries submitted by member states as well as the ICRC. But we are still at loss to get a full hold of these concepts. And as the German ambassador has said, we are still grappling with abstraction. And I believe we require further work on these issues. And it would be rather premature to include them in our report at this stage. I thank you, Mr. Chair.